I was here first. I just sat down.
So, and without proper paying attention, Finland's over Soif, and we'll end up speaking it many, many times, and especially the time of the Golos is very important. So now he says, why do people not know a lot about this or care about it? For people that and people that know what they're talking about for two different reasons. People think that, oh, if it's true, it's not Lashon Hara. Well, by the Torah, still, basically, some people have justification by whom they're speaking, that they think that if they're speaking about somebody that has a bad midah or is a person that is not, it's a mitzvah to speak about them. Because anyone that I have anything against, pashtus, is because they're not right. So Mamela, that's a problem. The says it's even worse. Or sometimes you'll incorrectly use halacha dika meira heter, which will be that everyone knows, it's very well known, it's not a problem, etc. Sometimes you'll misunderstand the heter of apimara, which means certain things that you would have said in the presence of the party himself, which we'll see what that means. I'm going like a little bit, not every word here, just concepts. To take away what he calls, I think, is shlila samaylus. So he says, and he says later, it means like the shlila samaylus. You're not saying positive Lashon Hara. You're saying he's not as good as, I'm not saying anything bad about him. Look, not everyone's such a genius. I don't claim to be a genius, so he's not either. Yeah. So it's not, in other words, it's not anything about what he did. You think maybe Lashon Hara is only about what he did, not about who he is. Or anything about his meanness. So again, assuming that you know that there's a concept to Lashon Hara, so there then the Moira Heter is that either you don't think what you're saying is Lashon Hara, or the person about whom you're talking is not subject to the laws of Lashon Hara. Those are the two ways that the Yitzhara can get you out of this.
Because it doesn't say that it's just time and time to do it.
Well,
doesn't say the stamps is a type of the two Lashon Hara, even you know that it's wrong.
I mean, meaning not every,
sometimes you just have a desire to do it, even though.
Right, so, but most people that are, just do things b'mezid, most of the time, because you have some sort of cheshbon that's krum, why you're doing something.
Yes.
And the Yetzirah is what convinces you of the Mayurata. In other words, the Yetzirah controls your das more than your das controls your das. So that's what Rishon Solanter says. Your emotional reaction to something will determine your rational interpretation of it. So, I mean, if you want to do something, that's going to convince you now that it's correct. It's not that rationally it's correct or incorrect, and then that will determine whether I want it or not. It's the other way around. Your rational thinking is nikbak according to your ratzon. That's why you have to learn musar b'chinas. If you want to make it that emotionally you feel it true, not just seichel, because seichel is not enough.
But these are all seichel.
These are yeah, but why are you thinking this? You're thinking that you're thinking this not because you learned the sefer and you came out with a psak. You're thinking this because you want to say lashon hara, but I talk and I speak lashon hara. No, this guy is not shaykh to it. You eat something that's treif. You know it's treif? It's not treif. That hechsher, it's a good hechsher. It's awesome. What?
It's almost kosher.
Right, I'm saying you have a reason why. I mean, look, it's a whatever candy bar. Yeah, look at the ingredients. What could be changing here? And then you've already convinced yourself, right? Even though if it would be a saying broccoli steak, I'm saying you wouldn't be so quick to eat it. You don't care. So, now, if a person, if the HR sees that he won't be able to be successful with that argument, then he goes the other way. That he's so machmer on him, he can't even talk at all. Everything's lashonar. Okay, look, you're going to keep these laws, you're done. But I'm just going to be that loser that never talks to anybody. I'm always sitting in my corner, I just don't. And that I don't socialize with anybody. Can he efshe lichias b'chai tevel? But he means that. I think there was a guy, a younger man, that when I was in Pesach, he was a younger man when I was a bacher, and he said something about he said something like, I was in yeshiva for 5 years. I never heard a word of lashon hara. So he said, why? He says, oh well, I love a guy. He said, I sat at the bacher at the table with the French bacher. I never understood anything they were saying. So Maisa for Shtetzach said, it's very high level, but Maisa wasn't the most social guy, I'm saying. Right? So I don't know if that's
not normal, right?
If it's not normal, so it's not either the best way to do that. So who came divas anachas ha'aruk? Shama afki amar elokim lo yisoich lo mekol eitz agam. So now he convinced Chava, oh, you can't touch it. Too many chumras is not good either. Levad ze chaseiro lahar ve'anoshim yediyah v'inin isa kabbalas lashonar. Also, people don't know about the listener's responsibility. She yisura afi lahamin b'leiv levad. You're not allowed to believe it at all. Rak lochosh mubay. When we get to that, we have to discuss what that means, lochosh. But oid har b'inyanim ka'etza b'zeh b'inyin kabbalas lashonar rachilas. And also how to do tshuva on lashon hara if you accepted the lashon hara. I was halach l'maisa last zman. Guy poshet, pretty good guy, a good person. Poshet mamish did a straight up Isser Achilles, and I called him out. I called him over, and I said, got this phone call. Basically, there was a conversation between two people about someone else, and he went ahead and told the other person about how that conversation took place. So, and it was like a little, and it had ramifications to it. So, and then they both called me. So I said, "You mamish did Achilles." That's Ramesh. How'd you do that? So he's like, oh, yeah, that's a good point, whatever. So he said, fix it. So it was very difficult to fix it. This is Ramesh within a couple hours of when the whole story happened. If it would have been 2 days later, forget it. It's impossible. But basically, he had to call the person he had spoken to, said, maybe I didn't get the story right, maybe I didn't hear it right, I didn't mean it that way. You have to call the other guy and say, I told the person you were talking about, I told him that you were talking about him. So that guy had to call him and tell him, he told you I talked about you, but really, it's not what I meant.
Sounds impossible.
What?
Sounds almost impossible.
And then you have to come to me and say, he told you that I said that about him, but I didn't really mean it. Yeah, I'm saying it was a big.
The maskana was that
everyone was michael each other and everyone whatever, but Lamaisa, deep down, they can't stand each other. So it's really not kishma. So, but there was a person, mamish, straight, I don't know, So kefishi is dam and sheets in mipiv. Basically, we don't have any self-control in this inyan. When it comes to what we eat, we have self-control. When it comes to, you know, certain things we do, we have self-control. But when it comes to the more edel you get, the more edel you get, what is that? The more you can come around, the more edel you get in your in the midas, then the more edel you get in the midas, the harder it is to train yourself and mechanic yourself. So, for example, shmir seinayim is even less than divur, less of a maisa. So, to train yourself in that is even harder. So the more edel, the more refined action you're talking, the harder it is to train yourself in controlling it. So to not slap someone across the face, okay, to not eat that, to not drink this, to not walk over there, okay, right? But the more you get a little bit, it's more refined mindset.
Less tangible.
Less tangible, so it's harder to train yourself in there. It's less defined. So how you speak. As I'm saying, we're not trained in how to speak. Therefore, the control over your speech is harder to control. So I'm saying in less, even more refined.
It's not clear. There's no clear benefit.
It's not clear. And it's also the whole, it's something which is a little less in your control. Maisa, you do. Speaking comes, it's like you're not doing as much, so therefore controlling it is harder. It just comes out more natural. So I'm just saying, kol shekein re'ia is even less than speech, or even more refined. So therefore, that's very, very difficult in training oneself in controlling one's re'ia. And Shmiras Einayim, and he's talking about dibur, but I'm talking about I'm extending it. To Shmir Seinayim as well. Considered an avair for people. I feel me davar davar shenir lakoshul lashanar rochil is gemura. Kiyonshu medaber ral chaver umeganeo. You must sit down and you must take the guy apart. And so, what are you doing? Isn't it lashanar? They'll think to himself, I'm not on that level. Look, what?
One day.
Yeah, when I'm on that level, you know, together with, you know, what do you want for my life? I'm not there yet. So and the main reason is, and then she explains the purpose of the Sefer Chafetz Chaim. It's not, there's no Shulchan Aruch about it, which is unbelievable the way he accomplished this. It's mufuzer all over the Shas and Rishonim, and even the Rambam, there's one parak about it, but it's not comprehensive. And I'm picking Kitcher Moikadarkon, the Gamish Harbor of Arbadin Shulchan Aruch in the Sefer. So therefore, he says it's very difficult to get a comprehensive view of this.
So there was a world where everyone still question, oh, or no one knew better, I guess.
Well, you didn't have access, as easy access as we do now.
To Lashon Hara or to